In Ayin Resh Hey, we last week we sort of jumped a little bit. We learned the first words, Pasha Psucha Shasa Stuma. Stuma Shasa Psucha Yiganes. So rather than learn Sif Aleph, we learned Sif Bey so that we know what is a Pasha Psucha and what is a Pasha Stuma. And I explained to you that our Sifrei Torah, Yaitzikol Hashitas, and really the main, the big chiddush of the shir on last Sunday was that halach l'maisa, we have four different sets of tefillin. The way tefillin are written, b'zman hazeh, and the Ashkenazim, the Sfaradim have them all the same. Ayin Resh Hey Sif Aleph. And that was, I think, the big chiddush that people are not aware of, that there are tefillin that are written many different ways. And it's not even clear. The Rambam says one of the ways is best. Mishnah Berurah says a different one. The Aruch HaShulchan says the third. And of course Chabad has their fourth. So that there are four different ways of writing tefillin. Yeah, we should go to the Chabadniks and put tefillin on them. Somebody said we should go. And the Chabadniks are putting out tefillin. We should put our tefillin on them also. It should be Yitzah L'Kuli Alma. So I don't know. It's you know, if it's that minig, it's that minig. Every group in Klal Yisrael is a minig. Yeah. Besides our Rebbe says, not do what our Rebbe says. The way the stumas for the fourth parasha are made is such a dispute that there are many ways. All the parishes are good according to all the others, except the Chabad, Ramosh is mefakfek. Because Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself, and Shulchan Aruch HaRav doesn't say to do it that way. But there are a number of things that Chabad has sort of a Kabbalah that even though he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch one way, he did differently. So if the Baal Tanya did it that way, so they have to rely on. That what? Oh, really? I never heard. Okay. At any rate, now we're going to go back to Sif Aleph and talk about the rules. Last week we defined Psuch and Stuma. Now let's learn some of the halachis and maybe we'll see some surprises. Mechaber is easy. Psucha shasal Stuma. Stuma shasal Psucha Yiganes. It has to be written right. And as I told you, the Rambam in Perekes of Hilchos Sefer Torah has a list of all the psuches and stumais, and I mentioned that the Rambam writes in one of his letters that when he got to see the Sefer Torah Shel Ben Asher, and it was matim with everything he wrote, he declared for himself a personal yomtiv. Every year that day was a yomtiv for him. Oh, because we'll see the Rambam in a minute. There's machlekes, you can fix it. All right, the shows if you can fix it, that's why he says he got. Now. There's a second shaila, and that is what about if either there's not supposed to be a parsha and there is a parsha? In other words, there's a space where there's not supposed to be a space, or the reverse. It's supposed to have a space and there is no space. So that the Mechaber doesn't talk about. However, the Shach and Taz talk about it. The Taz is the shorter version. So look at Taz Aleph. He says Pashut. This is it's obvious. The kosh came in niach revach kashir parsha b'makim she'ein parsha. Certainly, if you put a revach where there's not supposed to be a revach, it's certainly possible. He writes pashut, but it's not like his father-in-law. It's not like the Bach. The Bach holds that it's kosher. The Bach holds if you have a space where you don't need a space, that it's kosher. But both the Shach and Taz argue. And they hold that it's possible, and that's the way with Nayig, that it's possible. The Shach Aleph says the same thing. What? There's not supposed to be a space at all. There's a space. It says, V'dabar Shamay Shalemar, Dabar Bnei Yisrael. It's enough to be considered psucha. That's what we're talking about.
Then why would there be a beis
yosef? Because beis yosef says you have to have an opening. You did stuma instead of psucha, psucha instead of stuma. He doesn't say you're not supposed to have anything. it is just a space, whether that itself is a problem. Logically, it should be the same. You're saying it's mistavra, it should be the same thing. It says the same thing in Shach Aleph. In Chaynim Hivsik v'niach ponim v'mokim she'im by parasha. I should kosu kedarka v'lehivsik berev mokim v'mokim ha'parasha. Either way, possible. Rambam perikhes b'chasefet Torah v'abach kosav the das hatur the v'niach ponim v'mokim she'in sorach ain't a psula. Only in the first case. We have a space where it's not needed. It doesn't pass up at the Yevet. Davka psuch v'shasso stubis or so psuch v'psula. Vein devar of mukhrachim. And he says that devar of are not mukhrachim, and that's the way we're knowing. If you look at the Gilya Mashar, Shleim Ega, on the side, the first piece, Parsha Psucha, B'makim She'ein Parsha Klal, you put a Parsha, Gamke Pasol HaRambam, U'b'bach Kosev, that Shulchan Aruch Hishmitai, B'shem Dolei Pasek HaVasei, the Bas said the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this Rambam, B'chumas Oyel Yaakov, Larisa Sport, Simin Hei, V'simin Vav, the B'kobakim, B'yiriya Achas Arucha Shura Mechavrata. Here's an interesting shaila, where yeah, normally let's say 30 lines on a column in a Sefer Torah. A Sefer made a mistake. After line 29, he went up to the next one. Everything else is 30 lines, and this one is 29 lines. So actually, there's a space. He wrote Ve'dabar Hashem. Next line, Al Moshe Leimer. There's really a one line space, but it's not so easily identifiable when you read it. You would go straight. So he brings here from this from Rav Sasportis that Achas Arucha Shur Mechaverto Lo Yamri Nedavika B'di Ashita Achas Chaloka Umaskel B'Shita Acheres Dav B'Psuchol Rama Mistumel Harash Tikiven Do Loiniach Sirtut Almod Loikiven Lakach. So he says something interesting. He says if there's Sirtut on line 30, so when you read it, you'll notice that there's a line missing, so then he's masking it's a psul. But if he made a mistake, he legitimately made a mistake, he did search the 29 lines and he went up to the next, so he says that that's not going to passel. Now I hope soon to speak out of the Yehuda, it'll take a while till we get there, but this would be a raya in case I forget. What he's saying is even something should be a psul. If it's not read wrong, if a person reading it is not going to make the mistake, it doesn't look like, so then that's okay. That's where Shlomo Eger brings from this Sasportis. Sasportis became famous. Rabbi Yaakov Sasportis was the big misnagid to Shabtai Tzvi in his time. Before it was popular, he was the first Adam Gadol to see that the Shabtai Tzvi was a phony. But anyway, that's not our discussion now.
What?
To the person reading the Sefer Torah. You're reading the Sefer Torah and you... No, I don't mean a tinnik. Even an adult would read it. What? It's about Kaira. Yeah, look, you have Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Not every page is exactly the same number of lines. Most of them are the same. But it's not necessarily exactly the same.
Then every Shulchan Stuma should be okay because the reader doesn't make a difference. You could missing letters or not. It keeps going. You can't tell.
So we'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about it. What?
Let's say the column should have 30 lines.
Right.
But the Sirtut, he made the spacing closer together. So at the end of the column, it looks like it's a shorter column.
So Koshken, it's good. Right? If as long as every Sirtut line is written, it's fine.
But the column looks shorter. Looks like
right. So he's saying the column looks shorter, it doesn't matter even if he's missing a line. Koshken, if he's not missing a line, right? He's saying it's kosher even if it's truly missing a line, only has 29. Certainly, if you have 30, you just made them very tight, that it would be good. That might be a more common mistake. Someone uses the wrong stencil, a stencil from the smaller Sefer. In the Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, the brackets start about 7 or 8 lines down. In Pisrei Tshuva, it says, I'm Tshuva Sam Sefer. So let's see what he says about this. I'm choosing of soy sinurei sabah pesefetosh see him amud v'yadaber Hashem v'iniach beishit and pari v'ischol amud shalachrav el moy shalei b'zeis ha-shalalavim. Oh, look at that. Okay. The kasav the pashit avalei niach parashim b'makim shei parashish apostle b'lei tikkun. He says that if someone left lines on the bottom, in his case he's left two lines, that it's a psul. Miuk, Vardogu, Kosifri, Dafkin, Abis, Badenu, Lissakin. Kashem, Sebina, Yayla, Parshazu, Ein, Vashum, Shem, Vyatukin, Bedekel. This Parsha, he wrote for Yadabra Hashem. And then the next line, El Moshe Leimar, he can go back down and write El Moshe Leimar and spread it out and fix the top as well. So he says that's possible. Visham, Bissimere, Sabah, Shaila, Kiyaitzaba. Every line, a very big Sefer Torah, has got 50 lines. Exactly the same Shaila as the Gilyam HaShah. And he finished the whole line, but it's the middle of a Pasuk. There's a machlokes in the pasul daf roif poskim im himsing for parasha shaloi b'bakim parasha pasul, because according to the shachin taz it has to be fixed. Ulodas habach ali b'dorav yishayim k'sheira dvar v'loi mudachim begilei dechitza, and the shachin taz didn't shlug him up well enough. If kein echlas is benida didan, so the chasayif and devs off a pashtus that it's pasul, not like the gilyam hasha. If you're missing a line on bottom, it's pasul. He starts talking about how you're going to fix it. How are you going to fix it? Im limchaik, lefadav alachrov, lehamshich ha'isiyos, asher tismal liyashita. You want to erase and make stretched letters. Loidachem ha'abach. The gabahashtab loitikul kasha sefer Torah. Loitabach, you shouldn't stretch the letters. In kev garash rashi, ma'idim l'rabab, sha'oser limchaik v'luchtev al-bechak. But when you don't have to fix it, we don't fix it. V'davka b'psucha sha'sostuma behepo sefer pasul, etc. So basically what the some Sefer is arguing with is Gilyam Hasha, and he's saying that you can't fix it. So here we don't know what to do. We would have a Sefer Torah that would be missing a line on the bottom of the page. So we have here a machlokes. The some Sefer says you have to be gainis, and the Gilyam Hasha brings that brother-in-law, right? Shlaim Egan, some Sefer. What? Yeah, but the middle of a pasuk is better, because in the middle of a pasuk no one's going to make a mistake and think a line is missing. So that's why it's really better. He says, if it's kosher now, we don't stretch letters and write on a machak. That's what he's saying. Yeah, you don't. That's what he's saying. Yeah, you can fix it, but not stretching letters. Oh, no. What? Yeah. So we have an eighth in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah. A short urea mixed in with long ureas?
Yeah. Would that be the
No, the same thing
I don't think it'd be a shiloh of a missing line. My question is whether that's sort of a manumer similar to manumer. It's not manumer, but it's not
malud. Same.
Yeah, okay. I don't know short klaf and big klaf. As far as this problem is concerned, it shouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Kivager has an eitzah here, which I don't know if people are going to want to do. Rabbi Kivager is not going on the machlokes of some sefer from Shlaim Eger. He's going on v'chayt v'hifsik v'niach ponui. Anytime you have a space where you're not supposed to have a space, listen to his eitzah. Liestaiti yesh takana liftar k'tsas b'mokim ha'ponui. You should cut in the open space. Shia ha'mokim nokuv ayim begana melech. Here's eitzah. Yeah, you do. You have a space where it doesn't belong. Take a razor blade, cut it. Now, when people read it, they're not going to think you left the space. They're going to think you skipped because you can't write. You can't write on a hole. So when they read it, they're going to understand that it goes, that the reading is straight. And therefore, make a cut in the cloth, and that's what Mickey Vegas says.
You could fix it in my,
Yeah, there's no not filling the mezuzahs.
Well, then you do the same thing like on a get. They just put a blank line, a black line.
You
need to fill it in because it.
No, you don't fill it in. No, you leave it. The space is not a space. If it has a cut, so everyone knows you didn't write there because you couldn't write there. So you skip the space.
You wouldn't need to do that. It's kosher even without making a hole, isn't it?
Yeah, he's trying to find an eitz according to the Bach. It's kosher.
I give this extra space. There's an extra space in the Sefer Torah. It's really reaching here. Is it sort of like the idea of lovud, where if there's a space, we see it as either filled in and connecting, like kosher, or we say that
there's no lovud. Lovud is on air space. There's no lovud here. Okay, nice try. Yeah. I'll tell you, you're making fun of lovud. There's a tshuva, Rachmiel. There's a tshuva in the Havnei Nezer. It's unbelievable to read it. He talks about the yud touching the bayis. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's ma'akiv. People should know the yud has to touch the bayis. Rav said Nezer says lav dafka, it's lovud anyway. He writes lovud there, even though Gemara says lovud is by mechitzas. But there are two dinim in lovud. There's a lovud to create a mechitza. Let's say you have a mechitza, it's only seven tefachim in a mashahu. So you can lovud al machshir b'sinai. The Magen Avraham calls it, it's like filled in. Lovud kasasum. Lovud kasasum, machshir b'sinai. Lovud kisamuch, in other words, lovud that a space is of no consequence, that's not machshir b'sinai, it's not in the mechitzas. The fact that small spaces, there has to be a size of a small space, it doesn't matter. And that has nothing to do with Lakshmi Sinai. That certain spaces don't matter. So that's what Avdei Nezer means.
And
but anyway.
Lovud wouldn't be three tefachim, it would be whatever the appropriate proportion is.
Right. Yeah, three tefachim would be difficult.
Lovud only works on an empty space to move it. If it's filled in already, you can't say Lovud and take out what's there.
Yeah, I just wanted to save his dignity. Okay, anyway. All right, so this is the first of the two shaylas, yeah. What you're going to have to do when you do the line, you erase the top, let's say two lines of the next urea, you take the bottom, you stretch, and then on top you fill in the two lines by stretching again. You don't have to stretch twice to make up for the line. You have to stretch on the bottom and then erase on top and stretch the letters on top. That's why you stretch the letters to even it out. You write letters stretched out to even out, to catch up, because it will be behind. So you have to make up for that.
If it's less than the 9 characters, it's not psucho.
If it's less than 9, it's not psucho. They have to remember the Rosh held 3, the Torah B'Shem Rosh. So it makes everything complicated. Anyway, this is topic number 1. If you have a space that doesn't belong, so we pass in this puzzle, like the Bach. Now, case number 2 is the reverse case, where you're supposed to have psucha, and you have nothing. L'chayr, it's poshet that's puzzle, and we pass in that it's puzzle. Even the Bach is moida that's puzzle. However, there is a great dispute over Tshuvas HaShach. I'm going to ask you to turn in your copies 2 pages. It's on page Kuv Beis, it would say on top of the page, he printed a tshuva shishafti. The shah sticks in a tshuva, which has ramifications beyond the case of the tshuva itself. So let's read the tshuva and see where it takes us. Tshuva shishafti l'Rabbeinu Eliezer Yud Sadik Vav. Yud Sadik Vav. What? Yishmereyu Surai v'gayala yeshkeich. Okay. Al dvara sefer Torah sharoi liyais beparshas tzav v'yedaber Hashem d'chol chelav. Okay, in the Chumash, the yedaber Hashem v'leima kol chelav v'chol dam. So v'yedaber Hashem d'chol chelav psucha. Kashi b'chol sefer Torah. Every sefer Torah has a psucha before yedaber Hashem d'chol chelav. Ve'ena psucha, and they open up a sefer Torah, and the psicha is missing. So you have a case where it's supposed to be psucha, and it's not psucha. Vrotzisa lepaisla. So you want to passel it? He's right. Hine, says the Shach, Borer Adova de Sifra Dafkan Akosla. Fakert. This case, a Sifra Dafkan wrote the Sefer Torah, a Medayik, Api Rambam. Shemona Ko Psuchas Sustumis de Vayikra. Because of Shem Vayadaber, and in Sav he writes, which Vayadaber is a Psucha? Vayadaber de Zekarbin, that's one. Vayadaber de Dabra La Aaron. Two, besides Teres Hashem, that's three. Besides Teres Zevach, that's four. V'yidaber d'daber b'nei Yisrael Hamakrim, that's five. V'yidaber d'kachasara in kulam psucha, he's saying shisha. There are six psuchas in Parashat Tzav, not this one, not kol chaylev. V'loi monahach v'yidaber d'kol chaylev, shmami no d'la psuchi. So fakert, his Sefer Torah stems with the Rambam, and always don't. V'af apisho gos maimini kosvu. Shabbatku b'chol ha-svarim ha-toivim u'motzu shteyem psuchais. There he wrote shteyem, that hamakriv was also a dispute, that kochelov and hamakriv are both psuchais v'suvrani shetosai from Yeshkan. So Gos Maimon, he says, there's a tosai from the Rambam. V'api shecheshbim mechovim mekol tzad shemagam hu nichtav lefiatos. And even though the cheshbim that it's six comes out with kochelov excluded, that's also a mistake. I can't show you. So here, listen to this. The Shach says all our Sifrei Torah have a psucha. This one you're arguing about has no psucha. Look, the Shach, this one is better than ours. It stems with the Rambam. Now the Gos Maimon, he says no. It's a tosai from the Rambam, and that says the Shach. Mekomakim vadil fi emes ain tosai from divrei Rambam. Shari kasa v'hein shisha, havelamein v'hein shiva. Oy kasa v'lebesayif, min yukol ha-psucha, shnayim v'chamishim. The total psucha is 52. The dvar v'lemeima, shloisha v'chamishim, 53. V'chek shekasa v'astuma is shishim v'arba. There are 43 stumas. Sacha kol tishim v'shmayin. Havelamein sacha kol tzadik tes. Dechik god lo agiyah b'chol ha-mekaymes. You have to make a tosai from in four different places. You have to stick in kol chaylev. Shein shisha to shiva. Change the numbers two more times. That's a daichik. Kena chekas a mishnah. Shaya gadlu b'dayrei. Va'achrein. Hisig ala gos maimini. He's calling kesav mishnah. It's a base yes of an achrein. Hisig ala gos maimini. B'zeh kosav shetosu. Ve'in shon parasha klal. Chem b'sev madani melech. Hetik loshna rambam. Komesh kasavti. Chem b'dakti b'chol ha'chumashim ha'yishonim v'chadoshim b'kulan ein shon psucha. Chem b'tikushit v'b'amsterdam. Estumis ha'psuchais. Abidivir rambam. Ain sham sucha, vechem b'chumashim imam esayris, vechem b'har b'svarim. Ubemis bedakti b'har b'sifrei Torah, b'kulam nimsu sham psucha of b'lti safik shem nimshchu agaras maimini. What's he saying? He's saying is that we have a big mess here. We have the Rambam. The way we have the Rambam is correct. It should not be psucha, and that's the way this yachid wrote it. And the Shach says, I checked our svarim. B'kulam nitzu sham psucha, but isavi nishchu agaras maimini, and it's wrong. I sever nishchu api ames, shem devei Rambam. V'iyasher cheli, v'yecheles biyadi levatel minag asayfrim. Ha'isim agia kol sifrei Torah shabam apsuchais. I would change all our sifrei Torah. It should stem with the Rambam to be stumais. Avakim shekvar nogu kach asayfrim v'tazur agaras maimini. She'idu gamheim shabatku mikadim harbe sifrei Torah shabas psucha ein lepsol. Now here we have a big mess. We have here the Rambam and one Sefer Torah has no parsha there, and the Shas says that's the ideal way to do it, and the Shas says all of our Sefer Torah have a parsha psucha there, and the Shas is really not happy about it. So here we have something of a mess in the Sefer Torah. Now, besides the general question, which was saying if you have a psucha it doesn't belong, it's possible. The Shach here is going with the Mahalach that the Ramos says at the end of Sif Beis, that any Sefer Torah that follows Messiah that's Mekubal Etzleinu is fine, is good. I think our Sefer Torah, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, is like the Shach. Not like the Shach says he saw in all the Svarim, except for the Talmud. There's no parasha. That does we have it the way the Shach prefers it, our Sifrei Torah. This, I look at Yalkut Yosef, it says there that that they're all stumais, and he says the Ashkenazim are also stumais. So you always have to be suspicious when Rav Avadya says it, but I look... What? No parasha. I mean, there's no parasha at all. Like the Rambam, says. When or why? When it changed, I don't know, sometime between the Shach and today, which gives you a 300-year window. But this is what the Shach says. So
the
Shach says that all the Sifrei Torah had a parasha there, and ours don't have a parasha.
It was a Shiloh. It was a Shiloh that saved her.
Yeah.
That's
why
they
call it.
That's
what
was a
Shiloh.
They might have
every space also. Okay. The Keter Rab Tzeva that goes back now in the early 2000s. There was a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael about they found what they call it Keter Rab Tzeva, the Aleppo. Yeah. So I don't know. They had a tumult. The Keter itself was missing most of Chumash, but they had I don't even know how to pronounce it, the Ksav Chalava, is that how it's called? Chalava in Syria, which supposedly was based on the Keter. And there was a tremendous tumult in Eretz Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael on both sides. Some said to change our Svarim based on the Keter Rab Tzeva. Most of the changes are in there are no changes in letters. The only changes in Parshiyos and certain things in Nach. To change it or not to change it. So there's a list on both sides of the argument. Well, Yashav was on both sides. They both had Avis Nemana that he said like the side and he said like the other side. So it was a tremendous tumult. Part of the tumult is that the Keter has Parshas Kol Chelev Psucha. It has this Parsha Kol Chelev open, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says he saw it and he wrote everything based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that that Kol Chelev is open. However, the other side answered that there Kol Chelev is, it doesn't have a parasha. Kol Chelev is not like the Rambam and has a parasha, but Hamakriv is without a parasha. So there are two things not like the Rambam in Tzav, that Kol Chelev has a parasha and Hamakriv doesn't. But that takes off all the Shach's kindness against Agos Maimonides. The Shach said, it can't be Magia in four places that the numbers are off. It says Hein Shisha, you have to say Hein Sheva, etc. It says, it can't be Magia in four places. But here, where the Keter had one corrected by having a Psucha, and one by not having a Psucha, so the Rambam's Hein Shisha adds up to Shisha again. And then the question is, if there's a mistake, when it's Avi Yadaber, the Hamakriv, which say about Daber the Kol Chelev. So Lamaisa, it's an ongoing machlokes. Nobody could paskin anything. We don't rush to change our Sifrei Torah, although there are very few changes in the Sifrei Torah itself. But mostly in the Megillas Esther, it was a change, and in other ksuvim that are not as important to us. But anyway, this is. The whole Chumash is missing in the Keter itself. Yeah, so they had Ksavim. I'm not familiar. They give it a name. I'm not familiar with the name. I can't. I know the history of it, but I saw the Kuntrasin of it. Both sides published Kuntrasin. The first Kuntrasin was called Das Torah. So, of course, Das Torah, what does that mean? That was put out by the Badats. They were against it, against changes, which is any traditional person is going to be against making changes. But there were those who said to change, and it's very interesting. It was mostly not politics, it was mostly Divrei Torah, except when they talked about where Rabbi Yashiv holds. So they had both sides. Rabbi Chaim, who doesn't mix into halacha, certainly not when Rabbi Yashiv was alive. So he wrote, they tainted that our svarim are piagra, because we have mekubal from the svarim of Vilna. So Rav Chaim wrote that Lav Davka, everything that came from Vilna, means the Gro looked at every word. It means they asked him Shilas and they answered. But they didn't ask. So it was interpreted to say that Rav Chaim holds like the holds that it's that you should follow the Keter. Chaim never meant that. He meant to mix in Mahalacha. So it became a big machlaikis, and all right, Yiddishkeit is alive and well. There are machlaikisim in Yiddishkeit. I don't think lahavdol the Christians don't have problems with these things. They if you turn back a page, back to where we're up to. Okay, I want to do Pesach Tshuva Beis. Before that, I'd like to digress to an important topic that I want to get all the way to the end. So let me digress. We'll come back to the Pesach Tshuva. The Das Torah, the Sefer Das Torah here, brings the Shaila of the backwards nuns in Parshas Baal Oischad. The question of, we're talking about Parshiyos, so he talks about the nuns in Parshas Baal Oischad. We had in the end of Taz, at the end of Reish Ayin Dalet, that all what we called Iturei Torah are not Ma'akiv in a Sefer Torah. Iturei Torah are the decorations. Decorations doesn't mean arbitrary, it means the ones we have a Kabbalah. The dots, Ayesar Ishtecha, and the large letters like the Beis of Bereishis, and the small letters and like the Aleph of Vayikra, all these things, all Iturei Torah are not ma'akiv. If they're not written, they're not ma'akiv. You have to ask, why didn't the Sefer do it? If I would have a Sefer Torah and the Beis of Bereishis is small, I'd be suspicious about the Sefer. But in of itself, these things are not Devarim Hama'akvim. About the backwards nun of Baal Oischa is a machloikis which has ramifications beyond the nun, as you'll see in a minute. The makar of these letters is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Tezvav or Kuf Tezayin. The Gemara says that Parshas Vayibin Saya, Semen Simonios. There's a simen before and after. And the Gemara says that the 85 letters of Ahibin Saya is considered like a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai, whatever that means, Matzilim and Neadleika. But the point is, the Gemara says the Asimonios before and after. And like Tosfos there says, Lahafsik Ben Peronios LaPeronios, it's well known, Himasi between leaving Har Sinai and the Misainin. The Marshal goes to town on the midig that we put in nuns. Gemara doesn't say nuns. Gemara says simonios. I say bem simonios. So the Marshal says, well, where do you get to stick letters into a Sefer Torah? You can't add letters to a Sefer Torah. He says two things. He says, I'm telling you his words, it's a backwards letter. So he says that it doesn't belong. The backwards nuns don't belong. And he's chayshish that apostles the whole Sefer Torah. And you have extra letters, Sefer Torah, apostles. And he says two possibilities. Either a seisimoniyos just means a parsha before and after. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, what's the makar for it? He's questioning where the backwards, the marshal. He's questioning where this all comes from. Maybe backwards not a letter. Okay, whatever you want to answer, I'm telling you what the Marshal says. Marshal goes so far as to say, "That's the question. Is there a Lachem Sinai? No, it shouldn't be Sinai. That's what the Marshal is debating. The Marshal was very strong-willed, opinionated, one of the Paiskim, and he says there's no Makar. Even though Klal Yisrael does it, and he says it doesn't belong, he says if there's a Kabbalah, listen to this, to do backwards nuns, you should do the nun of Binasaya, and the nun of Misaynanim, do them backwards. Do them backwards.
In the
but no added letters, in the word. Yes, now you're going to say, what? Letter. He says, well, you're sticking in new letters, apostles. So the Marshal is vehemently against it. Of course, we're not knowing like the Marshal.
You wrote a letter backwards, it's okay, like Shema, you put the I in the wrong way.
I am not, of course it's possible. It's
I think that may have been a little sarcastic on this side.
The Noida B'Yehuda, so our Iker...
You took out the same title like that.
our Iker is the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda is in Noda Kama, Yeredeya Ayin Dalid. And he is Machshir, our Minik. But even more importantly, he says, a Mechudish Diki Yisayid. The question is, we pass like this Yisayid. Noda Behuda writes that extra letters in the Sefer Torah don't passel unless someone would read it with the word. The psul of a change in a Sefer Torah is not be'etzem. It's not that you have an extra letter, it changes the meaning. It is only if somebody would misread something, would misunderstand something. Just like a Bakaira changes a patach to a kometz. If it doesn't change the meaning, it's not ma'akiv. Right? Bakaira changes a nekuda, if it doesn't change the meaning, it's not ma'akiv. So he says the same thing. In a Sefer Torah, if you have extra letters that no one would make a mistake, no one would read it backwards, known as a word, it doesn't matter. More, he says, if you wrote in a Sefer Torah, Yedaber Hashem El Moshe Moshe Leimar, you wrote Moshe twice, everyone understands the Sefer made a mistake, he wrote Moshe Moshe, it would not be Makim in a Sefer Torah. It wouldn't matter. And he brings a Mordechai. A Mordechai says that if I have Hashem's name twice, it's not Ma'akiv. The Magen Avraham brings it. It's Siman Lamed Beis. So he says, the Yehuda writes, Davar Chadash Ma'id, that an extra word or letter in the Sefer Torah that no one would mistake for something else is not Ma'akiv. You could keep on laying. What about Molei and Chaser? What? That's a bad example. So Bilam Bilam. Chamor Chamor. Okay, you're right. You can make a mistake. Okay. Gracious Bara Bara. You know, something that you won't make a mistake. You're right. Two times La Shechiba. There is, but we're not clear what the Masorah is. So it's what about Mali and Chaser, which is Ma'akiv, and Adin? On the Kudis, it says, Vien the Kudis, if a Sefer takes a pencil and sticks in, or a pen, takes in the Kudis, it passes the Sefer Torah. Why? It says, no. There, we dash in Mali and Chaser. We have Yeshem L'Masaris, Yeshem L'Mikra. The reason it's Ma'akiv there is because it does change somebody's going to read a Malay, I'll assume it's a Malay. When it comes to Darshan, I'll Darshan a Malay. It's not that he'll realize it's a mistake. Everyone will realize, or Chamar, Chamar, whatever the word is, and people will realize it's a mistake, they won't Darshan it. So something everybody would understand is an error, it doesn't matter. And this seems to stim with the Gilyam Arshah from Rabbi Yaakov Sasportis there, where he said that if the column is missing a line, but no one will make a mistake, there's no sirta, no one will make a mistake that their words meant that it's a parsha, he said it's okay. It seems to be consistent that things that are ma'akiv are only ma'akiv because they change the havana or have potential to change the havana or even the drushes of a pasuk.
That contradicts the chasam sefer, as you said earlier.
Well, we said the Gilyam Arshah's argument, some
sefer. Yes.
But we don't really know if some sefer meant with sirtut or without.
Right.
Okay. Pashtus he meant either way, I agree.
So we need an exact count of the Lysias?
And that's what someone asked. You know, the Gemara says there are 600,000 Lysias. There are no 600,000. So there are so many pshatim in it as to what it means. So, yeah. So many, you know, Rabbi Yaakov said that it means the width of a yud, there's 600,000. So go figure it out. A, you know, the same with the spaces don't make up for it. So it's a hard thing.
You leave out an equal number of letters.
Pashtus, yeah, if it means something else, for sure. Everyone agrees it's Ma'akev, yeah. Everyone agrees it's Ma'akev. The geder for the I don't know. Certainly, a single letter somewhere smack in the middle, well, in the middle of a parasha, he's saying won't matter.
And it's yeah, that's right.
So what is the mashal
for testimonials? Mashal, he says the parashiyos. I bothered me. His lashon is stuma malafano v'lachra. By us, it's pshuta and stuma. It's His lashon, I'm not sure what he did.
What the mashon?
If you want, I'll tell you why they picked the nuns in a minute. But there's a third tshuva, the mashal, Nadi Yehuda, in the Gris Maisha, Yeridaya Beis, tshuva kuf mem. He has a shaila. Maisha deals with a different shaila that about extra words in the Torah. Actually, his shaila starts in a mezuzah. The sifrim wrote on the bottom of the mezuzah, Nivdak Mem Dalet. I guess it means the year 84, right? Nivdak Mem Dalet. It's written there as Baidikit this year. So in the mezuzahs, they usually put on the mezuzah case if they put something, but this sifrim wrote it on the bottom of the cloth, where you wouldn't make a mistake and read it together with it. You clearly have the whole mezuzah. In the bottom corner, he writes Nivdak Memdal. So, no, signing his name would might change the understanding of it. But so Rav Maisha does not agree with this psak of the Night of Yehuda. Now, Gabinim, backwards nuns, we have a minute to backwards nuns. But Rav Maisha doesn't agree with this psak. He brings rayas that extra letters passel, even where they are not read along with it. He brings two rayas from the Rambam. One, the Rambam talks about the Shin, Dalet, and Yud that are on the front of a mezuzah. Right? So Shin, Dalet, Yud on the flip side of a mezuzah. So the Rambam says it doesn't passel because it's on the back. Vice dice, it will be on the ksav side of it. It will passel no matter where it is. That's one raya, and another Ramesha brings Gemara Megillah that there were those who wanted to write Berachas HaTorah into the Sefer Torah. I don't know which column you would write it, but they wanted to write the Berachas HaTorah somewhere in it. So the Gemara says it's possible. Shalo yaimru brachas ksuvis b'Torah. People shouldn't say the brachas are written in the Torah. Now, no one's going to think to read Dayidah B'Sham HaShalaymar with a bracha. They understand it's a bracha. Shalayamu brachas ksuvas b'sefer, the way Ramesh understands, means that you're not allowed to have anything extra in the Sefer Torah. What?
Outside the margins.
It'll be outside the margins and still Ramesh. So Ramesh, I guess, takes a middle ground in the sense that in the machloik is about the backwards nuns. He, of course, endorses that we have the backwards nuns. In the machloik is regarding the adding letters, so there he doesn't quite go as far as the Chiddush Gadol of the Night of Yehuda, who says to do it his way. Now, I do want to tell you, it's fascinating, regarding why it's a nun as opposed to everything else. I want to tell you something interesting. In Digduk regarding the nuns, and a nun, I mentioned in once that the letter nun is a versatile letter in Digduk. When letters have to be added for Teferis HaLashon, the nuns get added all over the place. Not all over the place, often. For example, plural for Bas, where's the nun come into Banais? It's Bas. It should be Basais. Doesn't sound good. If it's Feres Haloshin, it needs another letter. So it gets a... So and there are other examples. Although Rabbi Yaakov disputes this, the plural for Ish is Anoshim. The Baal Digduk say the Nun is added. Rabbi Yaakov disputes. He says it's plural for Enosh. But the Pashas is a plural for Ish. And it's Anoshim. And there are numerous such examples where it's added. Yimtzeena instead of Yimtza, which is a funny lashon. They bring Hatoiv Kiloi Chasti Hashem Kiloi Samnu. Samnu, it's really Tamu. The Sherish is ending. Chasti Hashem Kiloi Samnu. This idea that a nun is added because of Teferes Halashon. They bring Noshim Tzidkaniyos. What's the nun doing in Tzidkaniyos? Tzadik in plural is Tzadikim, and by male and by female, it's Tzadikais. Tzadikais are funny words, so we say Tzadkaniyais, Rachmaniyais. So the nun gets added every place for Tiferes HaLashon. The nun also drops out. for Tiferes Haloshin. Okay, Nafal becomes Vayipael or Tipael. In the Peah Pael, it falls out very, very often. There are a lot of words. Noson is to give. Vayitain, the Nun falls out. The Nun is sort of a letter that's willing to give of itself and take of itself. It's also added as a suffix in a lot of places where it doesn't belong. Tishma'un, chaysidabrun, lochilaisa. What's sidabrun? Tidabru is a very common word. What tidabrun? Tabdun es elikim, vesemes yechetsun. So the Nun gets stuck in. It's sort of an all-purpose letter. Now, what's interesting to me is that Rav Hutner in the Mamorim on Sukkis, Maimur Yud Zayin Ois Beis, doesn't write a lot about Digduk, but he writes about the Nun, that the letter Nun is Meira on the Godless. It's a Meira on Godless. It shows something about greatness. That's what he says. In other words, the fact you would think a letter that gets pushed around, that it's missing, that it's hidden, you do whatever you want with it, you would think that's katnus, right? That's nothing. Some musar in that, no? That Nun is somehow a ace that's meira on godless of an Indian. Nun is I think it brings the word amuna, that the Nun and amuna is also an added word. I'm not sure what the shayrish is. It says loshen aim. But however, you understand any individual example, he says that it's something that's Meira on Shleima Se'inyan. I did see in the Ksava Kabbalah, he says when a Nun is added to a verb, Tidabrun, Taimrun, Yechtzun, it means to be precise, to be exact. For example, Yechtzun, he says Chatzi in Hebrew doesn't mean 50%. It means divided. Chatzi Sheva Menashe was not here for the Sheva Menashe. It was a small part of Sheva Menashe. What? Chatzis Laila might be different, but it's a good question. But the Chatzi itself it doesn't mean necessarily 50% in Lashon Kodesh. Say, I want the bigger half or the smaller half. I mean, bigger half. The half is half. There's a bigger half and a smaller half. So Yechetzon means exactly 50%. Okaisid Dabrun Lachila Esav. You go into Esav, don't change anything. Say it exactly the way I want to say it. He says this Meira on Shleima Seinyan, a Godless Seinyan. It's interesting, Musar, that the Nun, the letter that sort of gets kicked around all the time, it shows Godless Seinyan. It doesn't, people feel they're kicked around. It's Katnus somehow. So, what? It's left out of Ashrei. Okay, other reasons are given, but it could be that there's such a there's such an Indian for it. It could be. So, yeah. By saying it, nothing happened yet. It happened in Shlach. It's Pasha earlier. It's a hint of things to come. They are. They were ready. At that point, didn't change, did it? They went backwards. That's Yavar. They were going backwards. What? Nun. What does he mean? No, it's Bakasha. Okay. So you have to go through a whole chumash and see. What do you do with Yechtzun? How is Yechtzun soft? Gam semes Yechtzun? Maybe. Okay. Changes the ass. How many can make a mistake? You think it doesn't mean Moshe? You could. Dabar Shem Laimar. When you read it, you can think it's that much. Okay, anyway, this is the Marshal's opinion is an ongoing friction in Klal Yisrael. We have minhagim that lasted for generations, and someone comes along and says it has no makar. This happens every once in a while, and it's very hard to know when went to do one way and went to do the other way. I remember seeing in Megid Gevasalim, he brings things he saw by Gedalim. So he brings what he saw by Ramosha. So remember, he brings two things one after the other. It makes you laugh. He says, Ramosha and Aleinu, they asked him, why does it say Shemesh Tachon Lehevel V'Lerik? So Ramosha says, this is the way Klal Yisrael did it for generations, I do it that way. And then the next line, they're bringing, you know, with a list of things. Then they bring, I forgot what the other thing is, something there. Ramosha says, no, that's a mistake, I do it differently. I forgot what the other thing was. Like, you have to know when we do it. We always did it this way, so we do it and shine. And when we say that, well, we study the history and it doesn't belong, and you know, that's what got Rav Zalman Hanna in trouble all the time. Rav Zalman Hanna said that the lady, the Seres HaDibris with Tam Elyon has no makar. There's no early makar for Tam Elyon. I mean, Faust is early makaris, but he lived in the 1600s. He's saying there's no early makar. So he fought a battle against Lady Daseres HaDibris Tam Elyon. But Klai Yisrael reads Tam Elyon. What are you going to do? I'll tell you the truth. I had learned about it. Then I went to Eretz Yisrael. And it was Parshas Veschanan. And Davin Rabbi Yosha was alive. I got Levi. And Rabbi Yosha got Shlishi. So I'm standing next to him. Now, but then Veschanan, the Daseres HaDibris are in Revi's Aliyah. But since Rabbi Yosha got Shlishi, they read straight through and they made the Hefzik somewhere else. They were a Lady Tam Elyon. I'm standing there. It's Yisrael. It seems the mini Yerushalayim, at least, is they don't do Tam Elyon.
Then why is there Tam Elyon on the Sana?
What do you mean?
If your only line is Ashvuas, Ashvuas is on
the Sana. Oh, if your only line is Ashvuas, it doesn't belong to Veschanan at all. Okay. What?
For
Hakel, you have Tam Elyon. Okay. Now, anyway, this is the thing about many, many things. The truth is, the fact doesn't say in Gemara is no Raya. Because things that were naive by Klal Yisrael without controversy are not brought in Gemara. The whole tefillin is barely brought in Gemara. It's brought in Mishnayis, at least. Tefillin is barely brought in Mishnayis. It's Simen Achis to say you have a Mishnah that one is not like the other. What?
The Brum of Eli says a number of things are not brought in Mishnayis.
Yeah, okay.
But the Romans were on top of them. Tefillin, they were
not. This is the Romans. See, he also has the style of this type of thing. But there are a lot of things that are just not put a Mishnayis because there was no controversy about it.
He said,
things that people knew.
The Ram says many things that people knew are not mentioned in Mishnayis. Okay. Is Lashon Hara brought anywhere in Mishnayis? I don't think so. Is Lashon Hara brought in Mishnayis?
That's a new minute.
I told you, someone told. Reb Zev Smith told me he once gave a share on Lashon Hara. And European Shiit came over to him. He said, I don't believe this whole Lashon Hara business. The Chafetz Chaim made it up. I came from Dahaim. My father spoke Lashon Hara. The Rav spoke Lashon Hara. Everybody spoke Lashon Hara. There's no such thing as Lashon Hara. So he insisted. What? Okay, we have enough time to go back to Pisrei Tshuva Beis. You'll turn back and we'll move on next week. Now, Pisrei Tshuva Beis. Tuva Shasol Psucha. Ayin b'tshuvas na dibiyud etinyana chelak yaradai yisimu kuf ayin b'sefer teresh nimsa b'parshas devarim parshas setuma shebein v'nesev is it eshar seir yomim rabim ubein v'yomir Hashem shesiyam asayfe yomim rabim b'em sashita tachtayna v'kasem ilas v'yomir b'roish hadaf. So on the very bottom line of a column, Nimtza shaso psucha. There's not supposed to be any hafsik, madina. Ve'evi divrei doini avi zikni b'shachuz panami iris chel beis v'chav dalet shahira limchaik milas v'yoy meshabarei shashita v'lech v'vaisa b'saif shita tachtayna v'tia pasha stuma v'av sh'yishar cholak b'rei shashita les lamba kimen she'en oishir tes oisius. See what he did? He had a parasha on the bottom, it was psucha, where it should have been stuma. And his eitz of fixing it is sticking vayomer on the bottom. And that fixes the bottom. On the top, you're left with five, with the space, I guess, six letters that are space. Since it's not tesaisiyos, that's fine. Because of the yosav, yofa posak. Ach, v'hoyim ilus vayomer, rochav yosem edai. However, if vayomer was very wide, Now remember, we leave a psucha three ashers, asher, 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 which is wide letters. But it's not pashut that you have to. He says, if on top you would have three times yud, yud, nun, which is not so wide, ef shalas is kach, rach yasu tikken acher. You're going to have to fix something else. Sheyigra hamem stuma shemilas rabim, which was the bottom word on the bottom, yamim rabim. Ulamayshach yishar revach pachus ktsas metesa isiais. Vyigra milas vayaymer velazu velakais vayboise resha shita. I don't understand. If a yaymer was good, the yigra or milas, the lazar, the lekaisai, baisa resha shita. She need my revach. Rosh Hashanah, they'll give a license for tzimtzum. I don't get this. On the bottom, it ended yamim rabim. On the bottom, bemsa shita. He has to make it a stuma. So if he makes the mem long enough that it's not a psucha, also he has to fix to make a stuma. So how's he doing that? He's going to combine the bottom and the top. Less than nine isis on the bottom, and less than nine on the top, and there'll be mitzaref. Is that what he means? Again, Yishar, EF Shalasish Yishar Chelik Bresha Shito, Las Nanda, Shane Shetha says it. Rakyasu Tikanacha, Shigra Mem Stuma Shimulus Ram, Leshchat Yishar Poks Mikzas Metes Isis. So you leave us his seven Isis Abadim, Vigra Milus Vayam, Elaz the Kaiser Bresha Shita. So he seems to be saying that the bottom and top are going to combine, which, if you remember, that was the Gra and the Taz's Eitzah by the Tefillin. Right? The Eitzah by the Tefillin was to have less than nine at the end of Shema, and less than nine at Vayomer, and it'll combine to be a Parsha Stuma. So that's what it sounds like he's giving the Eitzah, to leave a little bit on the bottom, a little bit on the top, and that's why it's good. Let's see the Ramah. I want to finish the Ramah. Finish the Sif. Yeshayim. Mechabes said, if Psuchastum is messed up, you have to put it in Shemus, you can't fix it. Yeshayim, the Mutal Asaknai, Kamashar Toyais. Some say you could fix it, even though it makes it messy. The Chenogo Asayfum Asaknai, Emeshalai Limchaik, Shalai Yifka B'Shem. If you could do it without bumping into Shem Hashem, Kien Lelachtech Hashem, Velasis Nekom Biria. The only way to fix it is to cut out Hashem's name. And begain is it, and that way to fix it, that's not kedai to make the kavod v'yiria. But if you can fix it by stretching it, so even though the chatchila we try not to, we would do it that way. The ma'isa, the Mishnah Berurah brings what make a hole is kosher, but he's saying or kivager. Kivager, he really means to make a cut in the cloth, in the blank space. He doesn't mean to make all with it. Does he mean Dafka Shem Hashem? That's his Lashon again. What bothers him is cutting out the Shem or making the Kavan B'Yiriya? Look at Shach Gimel. Let's see how he explains it. So it seems that's what he's questioning that. By the lashon rosh b'tshuva, shekos chasushon liktar esas karas. Mashma de mitam kovet Hashem udasa. Chen kashrus marav bechaviv. Right. So the shach is saying that even though the lashon rosh is nekavim biyiria, sounds like that's the psul, but it's not. Lemaisa.
The cut or something missing?
The hole. Nekavim. I don't know why you have to make a neck. You should be able to make a cut. He says lashon nekev. Or no, but here you're cutting out the word. Obviously, you're going to have a nekev, you have a space.
It could be a hole. It could be a cutis mutel.
And that is worse. Right. The Shas seems to say that star in his is mishum shem mishum kvayt Hashem that it's awesome. Mishnah Berurah says them that psuchas tumas we put away to sefer Torah, even though the Shas said there are some places where we don't. Mishmura Saisim that you do, so it could be you don't want to get into all the pratim of exceptions, or it could be that since today we have a tikkun and we already have a way that's makubal etzleinu, so it could be that by us we already have a kabbalah to do it a certain way and we don't change. That's not sure that way in the Bnei Yaina, which is safer on Safras, that by us it's different, even though the Shach said this way and that way, But Lididan, we're not Mishana.
We mentioned it in the Tuba, we're talking about that the Tikkunim that was printed in Amsterdam.
The problem is those Tikkunim are the other way around.
Yes, the fact that there was Tikkun doesn't.
So, but we have a uniform Tikkun roll of Klal Yisrael, except the Teimonim. The Teimonim came with the Sefer Torah that have it the way the Shach has it, not the way we have it. We have it like the Rambam, the Shach says his Sefer Torah were different. But today, they're all uniform, they're pretty much all the same, except for the Dako, the Aleph, which again, it's only Chabad that does it the other way. We all us Sefer Torah the same, Ashkenaz and Sfaradim, pretty much the Psuchas, the Stumas, the letters, we have everything identical, except for that one letter, the Dako, that Chabad does different. So at any rate, that's that. So we learn Sif Beis first, Sif Aleph second. Next week we'll get to the Shira, Sif Gimel.